The Internet. It's not just a global communications and data system. It's also the name of a band from Los Angeles. Formed 7 years ago, The Internet quickly became one of R&B's most acclaimed new groups. The band's latest release is called Hive Mind, and reviewer Oliver Wong has this review.
When the internet first debuted in 2011, the common joke was that the musicians had picked an unfortunate name for fans who wanted to find anything about them on, you know, the internet. But those cheap snickers quickly faded as the group's sly and slick funk sensibility took hold even for search engines. Seriously, Google them. What happened to make you start to hate me? After the group's critically lauded record Ego Death dropped in 2015, all five members, including producer Matt Martians, drummer Christopher Smith, and bassist Patrick Page, went off to pursue individual projects. But with Hive Mind, true to title, the internet sounds as cohesive and smart as ever. They picked a perfect time to put out this kind of album, the peak of summer. There's an annual race amongst pop musicians to claim the title of Song of the Summer. Nominees tend to be lively party anthems meant for afternoon beach bashes or midnight dance floors, but the grooves in Hive Mind help score summertime's less boisterous but no less sublime moments. Think lazy afternoons in air-conditioned rooms, magic hour dinner dates, and of course those late, late night minutes when the best bad decisions are made. Perhaps more than the internet's previous efforts, Hive Mind hums with a sensual energy that owes much to both Steve Lacy's hypnotic guitar work and the cool, seductive charm of vocalist Sid. That she's mostly singing about sex and relationships is already telegraphed in the music, but it never hurts to have her croons about love and lust, accentuating the mood. Alas, as is the nature of summertime, the end always creeps up sooner than you'd like. But with Hive Mind, the internet gifts us a slice of summer's good vibes to carry well into the weeks when the days grow short.
Our reviewer Oliver Wong is a professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach, and he also co-hosts the album appreciation podcast, Heat Rocks.